Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, February the 17th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the U.S. military trains to take down its own citizens in a mock city. Then, a blackmailed Congress stalls outlawing NSA surveillance. And is he a science guy, or does he just play one on TV? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Not all of us are in comas watching TV, buddy. Not all of us are busy, you know, down at the bar watching UFC, looking tough in front of our buddies.
Well, in our top story today, we see more signs that currency controls are underway. Chase is imposing new capital controls on cash deposits. Now, they say that they're going to mandate identification for cash deposits and ban cash that's being deposited into another person's account. And if you look at that screen there, look where it says, to safeguard your account. That's right. We don't want anybody sneaking any cash into your account without your knowledge. That's about as phony as it gets. But we're also seeing a new approach from Google for internet login, which raises questions not only of currency control, but also of internet freedom, giving you a universal internet ID. If you remember, it was probably only about a month ago that we saw some slides that were leaked from the NSA, and it was all about the iPhone, and they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show the Apple commercial from 1984, that this, and they show Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, would be Big Brother. This is an NSA series of slides. And then the third slide says, and that the zombies would pay for it. And they show people willingly lining up at the store to get their iPhones. Well, now we see that Google has just purchased a company called Slick Login. And what they're going to do is use your phone as a way to log in securely to various internet sites, especially into your banking account. Take a look at this video.
Some of you already need an irritating token in order to get in. And the rest of you will need one soon. And then you take your phone out. No need to unlock it. No need to click anything in it. All you have to do is just put it close to the computer you log in from. And that's it. You're logged in. Our technology makes sure your phone is close to your computer. And only then confirms your session.
Now, in the larger presentation, what he's talking about is our token is what we in the United States would typically call a dongle. And he's talking about how different applications, different places that you would go would each give you a dongle to securely log in. Or you might have a series of numbers that you're given by someone like Google, and they're constantly changing those if you don't type them in quickly enough. They're making it as difficult as possible. He says, if you don't have that, you soon will. Now, the way this works is they're passing information back audibly between the phone and the computer. And no one asked him how they get control of your phone. Remember, he said you don't have to turn it on, you don't have to unlock it. In other words, they have complete control of your phone, and they can pass these audio signals back and forth. But look at what else they can do.
Imagine you run a bank, and you want to let your customers perform large transactions only from the home or the office, and not from other countries. With Slick Login, it's very easy. All you have to do is mark the areas you want them to log in from, mark the areas you want to block. And that's it. As simple as that.
Now he starts out and he says, imagine you're a bank. And you want to control where your customers are going to be able to do banking. So basically they can say that you can only do it in certain areas and they can exclude other areas, which means that's another way of exercising currency control. This is something that they make it difficult on one side and then they make it very easy to take the path that they have pre-decided they want you to follow. And it's not just Google and technology companies and the banks that are manipulating you. Of course, the political parties are doing this big time. Look at this article from Oliver Stone. He says, Obama's lack of spine is stunning. He says something happened because none of the things he promised, transparency, a government that would reconsider the war on terror and these programs, none of that happened. None of it. He's got a lack of spine and he's a weak man. Or maybe he's just a liar who is no different than the Republicans. They've all got the same agenda. They're just manipulating people with it. He never believed any of those promises. And as Alex pointed out, just because he's a constitutional professor doesn't mean he's going to uphold the Constitution. It just means he's more dangerous when he knows how to take it down. Now, we saw further evidence of this on Fox News. Pat Caudill said, the GOP establishment wants the IRS to go after the Tea Party. This was on Fox News. two Democrats, one Republican, and they all agreed that the majority of everyone, including Democrats, sees this as a corruption issue. And yet, they all agreed that the Republicans don't want to do anything about it. It's simply posturing because they're threatened by the Tea Party. He made it very clear. He said they're protecting the lobbying consulting class. They are preserving privileges and arrangements that benefit their people over the interests of the country. That's very true. And, of course, the Republican there said these are things that are far worse than what took down Nixon. That's what we've been saying all along, and yet the phony Republicans who are in charge, people like Mitch McConnell, John McCain, and others, are doing nothing about that. And, of course, the blackmailed Congress is also sitting on any NSA reforms. That has been passed by 20 senators who signed onto the bill. Not passed, but 20 senators have signed onto the bill in the Senate and 120 in the House. And yet, both in the House and in the Senate, the leaders are sitting on these bills and not letting them come out. They are not interested in any reforms of the NSA. We also see that Ted Cruz made it very clear that these guys are putting on a phony facade about controlling government. Yet look at the way Bloomberg spins this. They say the Cruz Senate stunt goes unpunished as old tools don't work. No, actually the old tools would be people like John McCain and McConnell. Those old tools are working very well for the system. But Ted Cruz exposed what those old tools were about. He insisted on an up or down 60-vote majority, not just a simple 50-vote majority. If they'd gone with 50 votes, the Republicans could have hit out, and they could have said, well, we don't really like this. They could have told their constituents that they didn't approve of it while they merely sat by and let this happen. But when he put it up to 60, they really wanted this to pass. They really wanted to put us into more debt. And what they call a clean bill, that means there's no conditions whatsoever attached to it, nothing to constrain spending, nothing to constrain the government in any way whatsoever, just raise the debt ceiling. That's what the Republicans call a clean bill. And so Ted Cruz wanted to point out their hypocrisy on it. He forced a vote. And so they're very mad that he's exposed the real agenda of McCain and McConnell and many others who are simply Republican in name only or conservative in name only or limited government in name only. Take your pick. Now, the science guy has been going around debating people on various issues. He debated on creation versus evolution. Now he's talking about climate change. He says big government is the cure for climate change. Now, you've got to understand that Bill Nye is not really a science guy. He just plays one on television. Remember decades ago when you had Marcus Welby come out and say that because it was one of the earliest examples of the pharmaceutical company selling drugs, and of course, people saw him on television and they think if he's playing a doctor that he's a real doctor. So they had to put that disclaimer out there. Well, this guy, just because he plays a science guy on a kid's television show, doesn't make him a scientist. Look at what he said. He said the solution lies in government doing more in order to lead the world in the fight. The fight for what? The fight to try to stop global warming. When CO2 is going up in record amounts and yet you still have global cooling, and I'm not talking about the fact that we're having a cold winter. This is a 17-year trend. You don't have global warming. And certainly you don't have anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. That's a much bigger thing to prove even than proving global warming. If man were the predominant factor, then they would presumably be able to override the seasons because just a little bit of a tilt of the earth gives us a difference of summer and winter. And yet, look at what he did. This other article here, Climate Depot from Mark Moreno, he points out that Bill Nye was holding up a picture of the Arctic and talking about how they were losing ice in the Antarctic. And yet, that is not only nonsense, it's totally factually incorrect. He says Arctic sea ice extent is on track to have the highest minimum in the modern satellite era. It is 27.4% above normal as of February the 7th, and on and on. There are many facts that support the fact that ice is growing. And to underscore that, remember just before Christmas, there was a global warming expedition that got stuck in the Antarctic because the ice was so thick, and the rescue ships got stuck. That's summer down there when they were getting stuck in that ice. So adding to his nonsense and non-facts, he's now adding big government solutions because that's the point of global warming. It's a way to get big government in the door to enact Agenda 21, to enact climate change, carbon tax credits, which is something like a Federal Reserve on a worldwide basis. Now, another article here that's on InfoWars today from Mike Krieger, Liberty Blitzkrieg. He says the U.S. plunges to 46th in World Press Freedom Index. We've fallen even below Romania. Now, this is an organization, Reporters Without Borders. They take a look at freedom of the press in various countries. This is the greatest fall that any nation has seen in a single year, dropping 13 slots. And, of course, we know why that is, because the government is increasingly hostile to journalists. Well, that's it for our news portion. Stay tuned. Right after the break, we're going to have some special reports.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. Now, RoboCop premiered last Friday, and Leanne McAdoo is taking the pulse of the public to see what their attitudes are towards using robots in combat and law enforcement situations.
Would you be okay with robot cops?
Yes.
No. I like having someone actually there in person and that I can relate to and just interact with.
I think it's kind of frightening, and I think a lot of times human judgment saves lives and is, like, really important.
I assume it can be good that you will treat everybody more equal.
Robo cops? The real ones or the fake ones?
Real ones.
Not too sure about that.
I'm gonna be scared for my life. What you mean?
until they make machines that can think better than human beings, and even human beings make errors all the time. I mean, all the lawsuits for, you know, wrongful deaths.
You lose, I guess, that sensitivity that your average person might have.
A lot of things are black and white, and sometimes, you know, there's circumstances which I think there should be a little more slack with.
Would you be like, oh, there's that robot. I hope he doesn't shoot me.
I wouldn't give him a reason to shoot me, so I wouldn't be scared per se.
Did you know that in some places it's against the law to grow a garden?
Is it really? No, I didn't know that.
Or they can ticket you for washing your car in your driveway?
I did not know that.
You're breaking the law. I mean,
you have 30 seconds to comply. And then they put their twin rotary machine guns on you. Yeah.
This is a DARPA robot, Pet Man. This is what they're working on. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary? They're turning these into soldiers.
Why do they need unmanned drones that can run at things? I don't understand the need for it.
For someone to have that much power, you kind of need someone to have more intelligence than some robot.
Would you ever date a robot?
No.
I don't think you can replace the human heart, the human emotions.
Well, we're all all just supercomputers anyway.
I guess in a way.
I mean, it seems like it's a pretty easy way to just sort of say, this is exactly what I like, don't like, and what I want, and they could just ship it right to your door. Amazon could deliver it with a drone.
I don't know. I guess I'm old-fashioned, but people should, you know, get a life, not really date robots.
All of a sudden, the computer goes down, and he's got to go to the hospital. The entire time being embarrassed and showing up at the emergency room with a robot attached to you.
Upload your brain to some sort of an artificial reality and live forever. Doesn't that sound trendy?
It's a cool idea.
Lifespan extension.
Ooh, so you would be into uploading your brain to artificial reality?
Not per se, but an artificial body, maybe.
What would you do with your students if they were basically able to upload all of their test information to their computer chips, basically like Google in their brain?
I'd be scared, because who knows what else is in there.
No, I am not into any sort of virtual reality world. I would never want my brain uplinked into anything permanently. I don't want anybody to have any sort of manipulative control.
Bills that might put some restrictions on the government's surveillance are being held up in Congress by the leadership of both parties. So Jakari Jackson takes a look at what's happening on the streets and how the surveillance state is stepping up its game.
We're used to being watched from above downtown, but now officers will be getting video of us on the street level. They basically described it as a small object that you wouldn't be able to tell apart from something like this metal box.
We're always out there. We're always watching, whether you think we are or not.
APD hopes to one day partner with businesses around here, get them to purchase the mobile cameras, giving the department access to the video. The goal is to one day have responding patrol officers be able to pull up surveillance video from anywhere around town.
Well, isn't that great? Recently, InfoWars traveled to the New York, New Jersey area to expose the police state surrounding the Super Bowl. Aside from the TSA checking bags in the train stations, as well as rifle-toting guards, we saw plenty of surveillance cameras just like we have in the city of Austin. And if you love your Fourth Amendment being trifled with, you'll say that the cameras stop crime and make you feel safe. You can keep on feeling safe, because in case you missed it, here's a viral YouTube video of an attack that happened just blocks away from the Austin Police Department. This was a few weeks ago. And I will say, for the most part, personally, when I go downtown, I feel pretty safe and not threatened by anything. But, you know, these things can happen. People have this notion that if there are more cameras around, they'll be safer. Well, I went to that area to check it out for myself, and there's a camera right there. Local news reports that APD has over 40 cameras in the downtown area. The surveillance state is growing. In the Boston area, buses are now live streaming to police, courtesy of Homeland Security.
There is no audio, but there are also cameras on the exterior of the buses.
The system cost $6.9 million. All of it came from Homeland Security. Right now, about 10 buses are outfitted, but by the summer, more than 225 will have these sophisticated cameras.
80 transit police cruisers will soon have touchscreens like this, so officers can look live right into a bus that they may be following.
A system like that could definitely have its uses, but I'm not one to discount the use of violating your privacy. And with the Austin police chief saying that he wants to use public cameras for police use, there will be little privacy left in downtown Austin, Texas.
We know that there's a tremendous number of cameras in the private sector, and right now we're working to try to get those private cameras in public places tied into our system.
You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
We're always out there. We're always watching, whether you think we are or not.
In Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. What we have for you next is the second in a series of videos from Dr. Group and Anthony Gucciardi giving you some simple and easy health tips that you can do. This one about cleaner air.
So let's talk about cleaning the air in our environment, which is actually key, and most people aren't aware of that.
Well, I mean, air is probably one of the most important, and this is my health secret number two, is to breathe clean air as much as you can. I mean, we obviously live in a toxic world. I mean, the air is contaminated. We have the chemtrail fallout. You know, we have radiation in the air now coming over from Fukushima, and some sources are even saying the government agencies are spraying radiation into the air now, adding it to the chemtrails so they can blame it on Fukushima and use Fukushima as a scapegoat. But we have PCBs in the air. We have all different types of fossil fuels and contaminants, VOCs, volatile organic compounds. I mean, inside air is actually 10 times more toxic than outside air. And we have a decrease in the amount of oxygen that we're breathing. Oxygen is the main component of life. I mean, we need to breathe oxygen. And in some cities, the oxygen content now is as low as 6 to 9%, where if we look, you know, 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we were up around the 26% oxygen. Oxygen is perfect because it splits, creates reactive oxygen species, and that neutralizes toxins. You know, ozone is effective at neutralizing toxins, but we lost a lot of the ozone too. So we're breathing in 30,000 breaths a day of what we should be breathing in clean air. But when you have people that are sleeping on these Tempur-Pedic mattresses that are breathing in all these chemical fire retardants and newly painted rooms and all the mold and the mildew and the pet dander, our lungs are taking a beating and we're not able to get, we're breathing in chemicals and we're not breathing in enough oxygen. So what I recommend people do, the first step is to go to a local nursery and ask the person, what are the best indoor plants for that area in which they live? I recommend people put three plants in each room of their house. Number one, plants are going to naturally absorb toxins. Ferns especially do that. And they're also going to absorb CO2. You know, if you have a lot of people in your house and you're breathing the CO2 that comes out of your mouth, the plants will absorb the CO2 and then plants produce oxygen. So the plants actually help clean the air inside the home. Another thing I recommend doing is using a high-quality air purification system in your home. I personally use one that produces ionized hydroperoxides by a company called RGF. It's called the REMI unit. But also, you can avoid and restrict the amount of chemical use in your house. You know, don't use air fresheners that are going to be putting out chemicals. Next time you, you know, get your carpet done, don't put a bunch of chemicals on your carpet. You really need to go through your whole house, get rid of all the cleaning supplies that are toxic chemicals that you and your kids are breathing on a daily basis. The home should be a very clean place and should be an environmentally friendly place, especially when you're talking about the air that you're breathing on a daily basis.
I've always gotten headaches when I go and use artificial cleaning products, or when I was, you know, in somewhere where they were using artificial cleaning products, and I switched to 100% organic, the best I could find, oftentimes from wildcrafted ingredients, which are sometimes even better. And now I realize it smells good and it makes me feel good. It's like almost aromatherapy level. And the difference is that what I've found is when you walk down the aisles, even for some grocery stores, the toxic cleaning supplies, they're just like giving me migraines now when I inhale them, because I guess the sensitivity level now of my body is so much higher because I haven't been exposed to that for so long. And we're going to get into specifically detoxing the number of toxins that you experience on a daily basis, and also avoiding GMOs in ways that you may not be familiar with, such as avoiding them through supplementation and everything like that. So we'll get into that in the next video. And I think it's absolutely essential to stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the five health secrets you're not aware of.
Another couple things, just real fast, is the Himalayan crystal salt lamps work really good to kind of put salt into the air to kill bacteria and viruses. And also aromatherapy diffusers are another replacement for the toxic air fresheners that people can use. So the combination of all those things should clean the air in the house fairly well, especially when you sleep, and you should notice, you know, changes. Health changes right away.
Well, that's it for the nightly news. Join us again tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
The Army is very proud of the new American city they've built to practice martial law. The government really can do something quickly. They built this 300-acre city in just 2 years. Compare that to how long they take in your city just to build a road. But then they did have $96 million of your tax money to play with.
To transition from an army of execution, doing what we've got to do, to an army of preparation to be ready for what comes next. This is a place where we can be creative, and you can come up with solutions for problems that we don't even know we have yet.
The public may not know the problem yet because they haven't yet executed the false flag event that they'll use to openly activate martial law. But the military has been creating scenarios where they can justify a move against small town America for quite some time. And they've made it clear that their enemy is gun owners, veterans, those who want a small limited government, and Christians. The UK Telegraph reported that the town was complete with a subway, railroad, football field, and mosque. Mosque? That's not a mosque. That's a small-town Christian church with a steeple and Gothic windows. Mosques have minarets, rounded arches, etc. It's not that they've kept the current military's attitude toward Christians a secret, either. It was the U.S. Army that conflated the Ku Klux Klan with mainstream Christian groups like the American Family Association or the Family Research Council, calling these mainstream evangelical groups hate groups. In just the last year, an official Army email and briefings at both Fort Hood, Texas and Camp Shelby, Mississippi, attacked Christian groups and said they don't share Army values. Most recently, we've seen a FOIA request that showed last year's training scenario in Ohio identified gun owners and people who believe in limited government as the enemy. And then there's retired Colonel Kevin Benson, currently teaching at Fort Leavenworth, who spelled it out clearly in his Vision of the Future. When the leaders of the group hold a press conference to announce their goals, they invoke the Declaration of Independence, and they argue that the current form of the federal government is not deriving its just powers from the consent of the governed, but is actually destructive to these ends. Therefore, they say the people can alter or abolish the existing government and replace it with another. And while mainstream politicians and citizens react with alarm, right, with alarm to the words of the Declaration of Independence, the Tea Party insurrectionists in South Carolina enjoy a groundswell of support from other Tea Party groups, militias, racist organizations like the Ku Klux Klan. And as we've shown you many times in the past, U.S. military documents describing CONUS operations, that's the continental United States, where rules regarding the use of deadly force in confronting dissidents are made disturbingly clear with the directive that a warning shot will not be fired. Or this document that talks about policies that would be applied within U.S. territory, with the internment, resettlement, indoctrination, and re-education of political dissidents using their social security number. Clearly, it's not for foreign operations. And finally, I think it's significant how detailed these buildings are. They could easily train for foreign urban warfare using concrete shells of buildings, which are cheaper, and that's what they've done in the past. But here they have a completely intact American town, down to the Washington, D.C. subway logos, and a small church building. Looks like they're training for a different kind of conflict. President James Madison wrote, "The means of defense against foreign danger have always been the instruments of tyranny at home." But as Alex Jones pointed out in his documentary, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, way back in 2001, FEMA was telling firefighters and other emergency personnel in Kansas that the founding fathers were terrorists.
That's very different. When people are passionate about what they believe in, they become a very difficult enemy to beat. Who was the first terrorist organization in the United States? Who?
Founding fathers.
Founding fathers. You mean Thomas Jefferson?
Oh, yeah.
You mean George Washington?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Revere?
Yeah.
These guys right here, let me ask you something. Did they try to scare people?
Oh, yeah.
They tried to intimidate the British. Did they use acts of violence? Your founding fathers, my founding fathers, were involved in acts of terrorism.
Posse Comitatus? Constitution? That's just yesterday's red tape.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWars.com.